A federal appeals court just stated that the right to keep and bear arms, the Second Amendment, does not apply to illegal aliens. I want to know what you think about this. The Constitution starts out with we the people, and the people is well-defined throughout history and throughout case law as being law-abiding American citizens. And illegal aliens are not law-abiding citizens. They're criminals coming across the border illegally. And I'm going to show you two quick blurbs out of this case, and then I want your opinion. But first, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's Hidden Hybrid Holsters. Guys, they are patriots that make these extremely comfortable holsters by hand right over the hills in Ohio. I got a chance to take a trip out there a couple days ago to see behind the scenes, and I was thoroughly impressed with not just the quality of the, I have several of their holsters, but the people. The people there are awesome. Dave, Matt, and Dave's family are crushing it. And they even scanned my Staccato CS because they didn't have a holster available for the new version yet. They use locally sourced Amish leather backers, and the Kydex up front gives you great retention, correct trigger coverage, and a proper sight channel. They have a lifetime warranty. You're going to love them. Head on over to HiddenHybridHolsters.com and tell them I sent you. All right, let's get into this case real quick. It's the United States of America, the U.S. government, versus Jose Paz Medina Cantu. On July 13th of 2022, defendant Medina Cantu was charged with possession of a firearm and ammunition as an illegal alien in violation of 18 U.S.C. section 922G5A and 924A2, and illegal reentry into the United States in violation of 8 U.S.C. 1326A and B. On November 14th, 2022, moved to dismiss the count of his indictment charging him with unlawful possession, arguing that 922G5 is unconstitutional in light of the Supreme Court's decision in Bruin. The district court denied Medina Cantu's motion, holding that Bruin did not abrogate this court's decision in Portillo Munoz, which held that the phrase "the people" in the Second Amendment of the Constitution does not include aliens illegally in the United States. That pretty much is straightforward. But in this decision, the judges dug further to go into Heller and Bruin. They said, drawing upon this language in Heller, we concluded that illegal aliens are not law-abiding responsible citizens or members of the political community, and aliens who enter or remain in this country illegally and without authorization are not Americans, as that word is commonly understood. Accordingly, we held that the Second Amendment's protections do not extend to illegal aliens, and that 922G5 is therefore constitutional under the amendment. Well, what about Bruin, you say? Under Bruin's standard, our precedent dictates that Medina Cantu's Second Amendment challenge fails at this first step. We held in Portillo Munoz that the Second Amendment's plain text does not cover the conduct of aliens who are unlawfully present in the United States. Consistent with Bruin's mandate, we reached our decision in Portillo Munoz by interpreting the text of the Second Amendment, i.e., the meaning of the phrase, the people, and we did not engage in the means and scrutiny practice that the Supreme Court prohibited in Bruin. Additionally, Bruin provided no clarification as to the meaning of the people in the Second Amendment. As Justice Alito noted in his concurring opinion, Bruin decided nothing about who may lawfully possess a firearm, noting that it was undisputed that the petitioners raising the Second Amendment challenge were ordinary, law-abiding adult citizens, part of the people whom the Second Amendment protects. Accordingly, we find that the Supreme Court's decision in Bruin did not abrogate Portillo Munoz. So here's where I want to hear from you. And first off, if you love the Second Amendment and you can't stand what's happening to this country and the government trying to disarm us at every turn, then subscribe to the channel down below. YouTube's playing that crazy game again where they remove subscribers en masse. So if you could, just double check your subscription. If you love the Second Amendment, subscribe to this channel for news every single day. And welcome to this growing freedom family. So now, what do you guys and gals think about this decision? Should someone come here illegally, jump the line of those trying to do it legally, You know, and let's be honest, there's a lot of stuff happening in this country that are directly related to the influx of illegal aliens, illegal immigrants coming into this country. Should they just walk in like they own the place and then get the rights that our forefathers fought to secure for our citizens, people who are Americans? Let me know down below. There are people on both sides of this coin. I'll throw out the devil's advocate statement here. Does everybody deserve the right to defend themselves? I personally think if you're not an American citizen, then American laws, American rights, and America's offerings don't apply to you. You want to take part of America, then come in the right way. But I'm sure I'll get some hate for that too. Guys and gals, let me know what you think down below. Appreciate your time. Check out Hidden Hybrid Holsters. They're super comfortable. I'm about to throw one on and go on a motorcycle ride over the mountain here into Asheville, North Carolina, because we're escorting an American flag, raising money for veterans. So let me know what you think, guys and gals. Have a great day. I'll see you in the next one. Take care.